give that much then. Got down there that morning, and sure enough, he paid him for him carried on home. That driver a long ways with a rope. You know, there wasn't no cars back in the day. He said that he got home that evening and he didn't get a quart of milk. his wife was getting there with a good milker and peeping out there. And next morning, same way. Went on for two or three mornings. And he's feeding her all she'd eat. And said this same boy, one of this man's neighbor's boys that he bought the cow from down there, come home with his boy again to spend the night. He told him that night, I said, if you give me a quarter, I'll tell you how what made that milk look so much like that. He said, all right, here's your quarter. He says, he poured
Grandma's washing powder.
Grandma's washing powder in there to make that foam up there like that.
It looked like she didn't get all that.
She looked like milk, like foam.
I guess he's about ready to get his money back.
If he could.
When you were coming up, what other kinds of animals would he have on his farm besides a cow?
Mules.
Hogs and chickens.
He called them, everybody in them days called them razorbacks and swine.
Did he butcher the hogs every year?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how they would do that? What all they'd do when they butcher the hogs?
Well, they'd have a pen to keep them in to fatten them, you know.
And put them up and fatten them on the floor.
Daddy had a bench. We had what they called a smokeout. He had a place in there. And the place built a fire there, and he smoked it. That place would hang his meat up in there and smoke his meat in that. In the smokehouse. That's the reason they called it smokehouse. And that's where it kept
him. The place built up from rocks.
How would they actually go about butchering the thing? Do you remember what they would do? How would they actually go about butchering them?
Well, they'd just pick the insides out.
Well, how did they kill them though? You know how you kill them all.
Most of the time they knock them in the head with axe. Not a double bit.
Yes.
A lot of times they'd shoot them with a rifle.
Well, I thought they always knocked them in the head when I was coming up. And then they'd cut the throats and put a cob in the mouth to let that blood all come out.
Everybody, children especially around, were glad to see you. They called it hog killing time. They enjoyed killing
them. Scrape the hair off of them, get all the hair off them.
A lot of times when you go off to singing somewhere on Sunday, come back that evening, man, we had a hog killing time today.
And they'd have to take boiling water and pour over them and get
we
the hair off.
We had a barrel. Dad had a big barrel that had it set angling. Put that hog in there and round, and then turn him over and put the head part in there.
Was that to get all that hair and stuff?
Skull. Then
you
come out then, have to place that floor, scrape, get that hair just come off. And
that skin hair that they have up on his neck, what do they usually call that? Did they always have those big, long teeth like that?
Yeah, they put that when they'd kill them. They'd put.
What'd they call those old teeth? Big, long things.
Tushes.
The hogs. Which hogs would they use for meat hog? Would they use the male or
both kinds? They'd castrate the males.
They'd have to hang them up. Had a stick. And get your limb, you know, and you'd a stout limb, and you'd this stick, you'd have to put the feet.
They got them. I forgot what they call them things. What gambling
stick?
Oh, gambling stick. About that long. God, he did.
And they
put a place right above the hoop. Well, that looked like a vein.